Crane Beach has lost 84 football fields worth of sand to erosion since the 1950s. This according to a new report from conservation group, the Trustees of Reservations, which sounds the alarm on how climate change is affecting Massachusetts' North Shore, from increased tidal flooding to beach erosion. WBUR environmental editor Barbara Moran has been digging into the report's finding. Joins us now to tell us about it. Hello, Barbara.
Hi, Tiziana. How are you doing?
Great to talk to you. What are the key findings of this report, Barbara?
So the report is really interesting. It looked at 13 communities on the North Shore and really taking a deep dive into climate change risks in those communities, like sea level rise, storm surge flooding, and even beach erosion, like you mentioned. One example of that is Crane Beach. And as you said, it's like 112 acres have eroded from Crane Beach since the 1950s, which seems kind of incredible. And this morning I spoke to Tom O'Shea with the trustees. He's the director of Coast and Natural Resources. And he said those kind of stats make you wonder, like, how much longer is there's going to be a beach there, right? But even in the short term, they're already having issues with even the road getting into the beach, right? So here's Tom O'Shea talking about that.
Sea level rise is starting to flood the road, the one way into Crane Beach, a few times every month now, and it's looking like it could become almost daily after 2030. So that means 350,000 people who want to get to Crane Beach, and they're not going to drive through a flooded roadway two times a day.
So that is alarming. What do we know about the impacts on surrounding communities, economically, physically, otherwise?
Yeah, it's a great question. So the report said that about 600 buildings on the North Shore are at risk of flooding every day by 2030. And by 2070, that number jumps to more than 3,000 buildings at risk of flooding every single day. So you can imagine all the real estate on the coast up on the North Shore, and that just puts billions of dollars of real estate at risk. And also, it's not just the money, there's a lot of really critical infrastructure and really sort of well-known tourist hotspots. And here's Tom O'Shea talking about that again.
Salem stood out to me because there were some real areas in the future along their built waterfront, even the Salem State Campus, where there's likely to be some storm flooding. The Newbury waterfront, everybody loves to go down to the Newbury waterfront. Beautiful area, right, with restaurants and shops downtown. And, you know, they're seeing, you know, real risks from storm surge from going up through the Merrimack River.
Barbara, I want to ask, this is a conservation group with a significant set of land holdings in the area, an advocacy agenda. So just checking, is this a worst case scenario picture that they're painting, or are these numbers fairly middle of the road, so to speak?
That is a great question, Tiziana, and always a good question
Thank
to
you.
Ask. And they do explain that in the report. And they worked with consultants called the Woods Hole Group. And what they did was they used what they call the business as usual estimates for sea level rise, meaning these are the estimates that we would expect to see if greenhouse gas emissions continue along as they are now. So they could end up lower, potentially. But, you know, I talk to climate scientists a lot, and pretty much they're saying that's a reasonable way to go. And so the estimates are seen as fairly reasonable.
So while we have you, I also want to ask you, Barbara, about Boston City Councilor Michelle Wu's city level Green New Deal. Kind of what's in it and how does it compare to national efforts like, you know, Senator Ed Markey and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's? How does it compare also or build upon Mayor Walsh's existing climate goals for Boston?
Yeah, so Michelle Wu proposed this really interesting sort of localized version of the Green New Deal. And in some ways, it dovetails the national and state and Mayor Walsh's efforts. You know, it's looking at things like renewable energy and how we're going to decarbonize the city, how we're going to deal with stormwater and transportation, how we'll use urban trees to deal with hotspots. So everybody's kind of on the same page and talking about the same things. Some of the details are different, like how fast we do things. Wu also proposes free transit, free public transit, which is, you know, more contentious among some people. But overall, I feel like it's these sort of ambitious goals that a lot of people are talking about. And what else I liked about Wu's proposal is that she folds in issues of green jobs and environmental justice and structural racism and all these things that really need to be addressed along with the climate change issues.
So on the pandemic, Barbara, some climate activists and environmentalists have been noting kind of how our response to the coronavirus has lessons for how we respond to climate change. How have you been thinking about that?
Right. So all the climate change folks are sort of scratching their heads and thinking about how do we, you know, if we can get people to take drastic action in their lives, this idea of bending the curve, right? Bending the curve to get the number of cases down, right? Is there a way to make people think about bending the curve on climate change? That if you act early, you can avert the worst causes. So I feel like our reaction to the pandemic in a way has given climate people who think about climate change, giving them hope that sort of real change is possible and real change is possible to happen really quickly. But they're kind of hoping that we can make climate change decisions not in panic mode, right? Like we can do things now instead of waiting till there's, you know, a disaster staring us right in the face.
Well, that's Barbara Moran, editor of WBUR's environmental team. We're going to continue to watch this with you, Barbara. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Tiziana.